is what dreams are made of. What podcast are we on?
78.
This is what dreams.
I think we're on 78.
Welcome to the 78th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Forgot how to speak. Okay, let's get into it. KatsuCon, we talked about this.
We talk like about KatsuCon a lot.
We talked about this for, forgot to open it before I started the podcast, sorry. We talked about this for a hot second, like a month or two ago. They were having someone, they like actually hired someone to do, to take care of all the group cosplay photo shoots.
Oh, right.
Instead of it just being
Someone to organize it all. Right.
So yeah, a cosplayer or a person going to the con will organize it.
Okay.
Like getting the people together, but then the person at KatsuCon will actually like do the actual like, okay, we're doing this and keeping everybody together and getting it. That's what it sounds like. Just getting it through it without making like a big mess.
Okay.
Cuz most of them are just, you know, fans that meet up at a time and the con just lets it happen.
Yes.
They made a post yesterday that it was just like, want to arrange a huge group meetup at KatsuCon? Let us help you. And it was like a form that you can fill out,
on the KatsuCon website.
On the KatsuCon website to do that. People, I think were misunderstanding. It was kind of weirdly worded. But the way it's kind of worded is, there's two places you can hold a group meetup.
Okay.
One of them's at the gazebo and one of them is somewhere else. And so that means that the gazebo is open to people, but when those shoots are happening, you can't use it.
Are they shoots or group meetups?
So it's a group meetup, but they photograph, right? Like the point is to get pictures of everybody.
Okay.
Like that's what the point is.
Okay.
So people were kind of freaking out because
they were worried that the gazebo would be taken up.
They were worried that the gazebo would be taken up 100% of the time.
Okay.
So people said, so will there be official bookings for the gazebo and the fountains now? What if we bought paid shoots and planned to use the gazebo? Isn't the gazebo first come, first serve?
What fountains?
The fountain and the downstairs.
Oh, got it. Yes. Sorry.
So I guess that's where the second meetup is available. You can either do the gazebo or the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of fucked up considering the only appeal of KatsuCon is being able to use those fucking locations for decent shots.
I mean, you could make, I would argue, I mean, if that's the only reason you're going to KatsuCon, why are you going at all? Like, why would you want the same picture that 500,000 other people have?
Wow.
It's the same picture, like, over and over. Oh, look, it's a gazebo shot. Oh, look, it's a gazebo
but
shot. Look at that white marble. I guess I know where that's from.
But KatsuCon. It's famous.
Is it, though? I mean, it's kind of the only reason people go to KatsuCon is for that.
Every con has its thing. Like,
yeah,
it's
sure.
Unique looking. Like, people will recognize it, right? Like SakuraCon has those ugly cement walls I freaking hate. Anime Expo has the palm trees that is, like, 5 foot wide. It's like,
I think I'm just angry at KatsuCon.
Still?
Yeah.
I got over it, finally. It took a couple years.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm over it yet.
Why?
I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way. Like the week before or the week after. Whenever MegaCon?
MegaCon's usually before. But it probably changes.
Like, they have no restrictions, but it's just KatsuCon that has rules against photographers.
Well, and then the thing that bothers me is they just don't come out with it. Like, they keep blaming
the hotel.
The hotel, and then the hotel blames KatsuCon. And it's like, okay, just
somebody,
one of you, just be like, yeah, it's us, fine. But no one takes the blame on that. Not that there's blame, but whatever. But those, so people were kind of freaking out, and then people were kind of starting to figure it out. Someone said there are open times that seem to be an hour long in between each public shoot. So you'll have hour chunkers for people. But I think the problem is, isn't there like a line sometimes?
Yeah.
I think on the busiest times, there's like a line get to take a photo at the gazebo. I'm pretty sure
there's always a line there.
You think so? No, we've walked by when there was like no one. Usually at nighttime. But I think people want the light, so not the nighttime.
The atrium.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's going to be... What was going on? It was like the young Jewish party thing.
Oh yeah, what year was that? Was that our first year?
No, that was the second. I think it was the first time we went.
I think it was the first time.
Really?
Yeah, because the first time we were like weirded out by, and the second time no one else was there.
So the first year
went to Katsukan, which 2013, I think.
Sounds about right.
Were they Jewish? I don't know. It was a religious group.
But I'm pretty sure it was Jewish because they had the... it doesn't matter who it was.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make... The story doesn't care. and they were there. And they were a pretty large group. And they had a part of the hotel, that like the way back area.
Yeah, they had everything like the back.
Katsukan... Well, like the rooms behind the gazebo.
Yeah,
Katsukan has it all now, I think.
I don't know. No, because Katsukan goes up
and over.
Yeah.
They're way bigger now, though, than when we went. But, and they would like come out and like be all
starey.
Yeah, and they were all teens. So some of them were kind of butt monkeys about it, and the other people were just like, oh, this is cool, and interested. So it was a weird mix of people, and I remember some people saying they got harassed by them, which was odd. I don't know, did you ever see any adults with that group? I only saw the kids.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's been a while,
so. I mean, they were probably all staying in that hotel too, so it's not like you could really, and that town is so small, like it's not like you could really go anywhere, so they probably didn't have to chaperone them constantly. But that was weird. But it didn't happen the second year. There was nothing, so I don't know. Maybe Katsukan scared the religious group and they were like, never again.
What was the other one? Was it ALA that we stayed at that had the fitness competition, the bodybuilding competition?
No, that was the Houston one.
That was Houston?
Matsuri.
Was it?
So we were at a hotel that we just booked down the street that didn't have anything to do with the convention. But our hotel was big enough to have a convention at it, so it was the bodybuilding convention. So it was all these like buff guys and girls, and they had that, you know, that fake tan crap on there. And then like the only time we saw them was like after the competition, so they were in like chill mode. But they had like the clothes they were wearing had like the fake tan crap like rubbed on it, and they were like drinking alcohol and getting drunk, and Kevin and I were in the bar, we're like, what is happening? I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's why you need to keep journals when you travel.
Oh damn,
and you remember these things.
Oh yeah, I told you that.
What?
You
know, no.
Jerk. Okay.
It's in Rick Steves' books. Everybody knows that, Holly. Jeez.
Rick Steves. He likes to feel strangers' hands in his pockets.
No, Rick Steves, not me. But maybe I would. I don't know. I haven't had the pleasure or
if you wear a money belt, you can feel the pleasure of a pickpocket's hand sliding into your pocket.
This is something that you people... I'm sorry if you don't understand. Holly is...
Europe. Did we talk about that?
No, we haven't.
We're going to Europe in February because the plane tickets were like...
It's cheaper than
nothing. It was cheaper...
Than flying locally.
In the United States. It was so stupid. It drove me nuts. So we were like, well, yeah, we're going because this is dirt cheap. So I'm reading some Rick Steves books because he's the man of Europe. And he keeps talking about these money belt things. And so Kevin and I watched a video of Rick Steves talking about money belts. And he said, you know,
put your high value items in the money belt.
Yeah, so it's an experience feeling. I enjoy the experience of feeling a pickpocket slip their hands into my pockets or something like that.
I think
you're
misquoting him. I think he's saying, like, I'd rather feel the experience of a pickpocketer's hand than them take the stuff out of my pocket
all
or something.
Know. So did you, but you were like, oh, because it's funny. Just the way, because he says it really quietly and kind of like this. and it kind of like seductively almost. And so it's like the, so when the way he phrased it and then the way he's talking, you're just like, oh,
this is not his like first that time that he's had.
You don't know who Rick Steves is. Watch PBS. Okay. Yeah. So a while ago we talked about a cosplay cruise. I think like a year ago we talked about this. Yeah. I think it was literally just called Cosplay Cruise, though. I don't think it had like a specific name.
Okay.
Well, I found one that is legit and is actually happening in a month.
Okay.
And actually has a cruise line doing it.
Is it from Florida or Hawaii or
Florida.
LA? Okay.
So it's for 4 days. It's called Fantusea, F-A-N, the number 2, S-E-A.
Hmm. Okay. This sounds dirty almost.
It's during my birthday, mid-January.
Uh-huh.
They have legit people coming. So they have the one that I was gooby about was Sean Gunn, who is Kirk from Gilmore Girls.
Mm.
He's also in Guardians of the Galaxy. That's why he's on this cruise ship, but he's also Kirk from Gilmore Girls. So I was like, hey. So they have, I think Frank Miller is going to be there. The comic book guy. They have a lot of people coming. It's pretty expensive.
I'd imagine.
Which is, because cruises are a couple grand, but cruises are usually all inclusive, so like you get food and everything except for alcohol. But I think like when I went on cruises when I was younger, the it was like $2,000 all inclusive for 7 days. This is like $2,000 half inclusive for 4 days.
What's what do you mean by half inclusive?
Sodas don't count.
Sodas don't count.
And I'm pretty sure when I went on a cruise, you could get all the soda you wanted.
Soda doesn't count. Like what? What penny pinching happened here?
Daddy,
like
Dr. Pepper.
Like soda costs nothing. Soda's that's like the laziest thing. So what are you
typically from what I remember on cruise ships, it's just alcohol that doesn't count, which makes sense because right. Alcohol is expensive.
That's what I'm saying. It's like soda doesn't cost anything.
So there's a bunch. Do you want me to like tell you?
Just give me the high level. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll give you the low level and then I'll give you the high level.
All right, fine. Let's go.
So the low level is called a fan dorm.
Ooh, okay.
So you can be, you can, it's cheaper. It's a lot cheaper though. Okay, like a lot cheaper.
Okay, like,
so a fan dorm starts at $399 a person.
Oh,
that's not, I mean, it doesn't include airfare or anything. So you have to get to Florida, but unless you, if you live in Tampa, then whatever, but, $399. And I think it's 4 people in a dorm of your gender.
Oh, but you don't get a pick? So you get assigned 4 people?
Yeah, I don't know if you had like a friend. Right. If you could be like, can we bunk with this friend? Right. I wonder if the condition is like it's just random. Like
I think it has to be.
We're not going to be setting you. It's not like a dorm room like
or
in college.
They could probably trade with someone. Like if you're 3 friends and you have 1 person, you're like, "Listen, yeah, you could probably trade after you get on the boat, but
yeah.
Anyway, okay, fan dorm. Okay.
Yep. It says we match you up with other like-minded passengers that want to enjoy a fantasy vacation, but don't have others to travel with. So I think they want you to be alone.
Sure.
Okay. This economical option puts 4 people together in either an interior room, which means there's no windows.
But
so that's probably the cheapest one. So you probably get interior room, no windows, 4 people. Or you can have an ocean view, or you can get bigger and bigger. Yeah. And then you just use a promo code FANDORM when booking. Private cabins for 1 start at $999 and go up to $2,000. Cabins for 2 start at $1,200 and go up to $2,200. Cabin for 3 starts at $1,600 and goes to $2,600. Or 4 people, $2,000 to $3,000.
For 3 days?
For 4 days.
4 days.
It's a 4-day cruise.
So that's averaging what?
So,
like
you get unlimited food
night.
And
no.
That's you get for 2 people. Unlimited food and snacks, mingle with celebs and creators, admissions to all celebrity panels and classes, celebrity and cosplay parties. Like, why would that not include all that? Is there like something that people can't get into that you have to pay extra for? It doesn't make sense to me that you're like, you get into all these things if you book. It's like, well, yeah.
Well, I'm wondering
if it's like having a badge.
Well, no, I'm wondering if you could just book the cruise normally, right? Like
do you
like,
think this is a regular cruise and these poor random people are going to be put on with these cosplay people?
Could be. I mean, listen, how big is a cruise ship, right?
Big.
Yeah, exactly. What are the chances that a convention...
That would be pretty crazy to go on a cruise and then there's a convention on the cruise.
I
didn't think about that. I just thought it was... They had the whole cruise ship booked. I think it's one of the smaller ones.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's a smaller one, that's still... I mean, I guess the smaller ones are what? Maybe...
By the way, the final payments are due as we're filming this podcast.
Oh, sorry, you're not... If you're this going is, to fantu-
this
fantasy,
is, this is just, yeah, if you're going, I want to hear about it, actually, yeah. Like, legit, because I want to know how it is. Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder what concession they had to give up to say, like, okay, we won't give them soda.
But I can't find where I read that, but I definitely read it, because I was like, because I remember just being like, excuse me, soda?
All right. Well, see, I thought you read it right there live, and so I guess if they didn't explicitly say soda, now we're just bad-mouthing them, which, if that is the case, I do apologize.
Oh.
But it doesn't make sense if that is the case.
No, I read it, because...
Uh-oh. You're looking it up now?
No, well, I was reading...
you're looking it up now.
I was reading the experience.
Uh-huh.
Your experience includes most onboard activities. Most. What is this? Oh, there's elite or VIP meet and greets, autograph sessions, and photo ops, which can be added to your itinerary as an upcharge. There you go. So there are things that do not come with badge or whatever. Themed parties, social mixers, live music, documentary presentations, screening marathons, costume cosplay contests, costuming and special effects workshops, world-class panel presentations by the cast and creators of The Walking Dead, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Marvel Comics. Best of all, limited attendance on board means that you should be able to experience everything you'd like with minimal queuing and hassle. This is interesting. I really need someone to tell
go
me,
on it.
Tell me about this, because this is crazy. I mean, it looks like it's well organized. The other cosplay one that we were talking about a year ago looked like they had no idea what they were doing. So...
wonder how much it would be to rent a cruise ship, right? Well, I mean, like...
Sorry, that's...
I don't know. I feel like there's things all the time, like that one pyramid scheme that they all went on that Caribbean cruise.
What? Oh, my friend.
Yeah, what is it?
Beachbody.
There you go.
Is that technically a pyramid
scheme? I don't know if it's a pyramid scheme, but it's a direct sales thing to some degree.
Wow.
Right? I think it is. Yeah.
I don't know.
No. Because they want you to become a coach, and then you become a coach, and then you sell stuff. Anyway, yeah, irrelevant, but to some degree, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you do your mid-roll?
I forgot my mid-roll. I'll just sit here quietly into the microphone and breathe so you can hear me thinking about it while I'm trying to remember what I have to say.
Come on. The main girl from Stranger Things is going to be there.
Interesting. A
couple Stranger Things people.
If you'd like to support Elite Cosplay, you can help us out directly by going to the shop, elitecosplay.com/shop, pick up a couple shirts, or the new Photoshop action pack that we have there. Yeah, any purchases you make there go directly to us and help us support and fund these podcasts, photo shoots, and other stuff that we do. So go to elitecosplay.com/shop and check out our shirts and Photoshop actions. If you'd like to support us indirectly and need to purchase anything from Amazon anytime that we've mentioned anything, any cosplay supplies that we've mentioned previously, if you visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon, you...
I found it!
Any purchases made through Amazon will come... partially support us.
I found it.
Oh.
I found it. Okay. I didn't make it up.
I didn't say you made it up.
What do I have to pay for while I'm on the cruise?
Yes.
Prices do not include airfare or ground transportation, airport transfers to or from the cruise ship, personal expenses such as photos, souvenirs, island tours, sodas, bottled water, or alcoholic beverages, unless otherwise noted at the schedule onboard party, or any other extra activities that you may choose to participate in on the ship or on the shore that require a fee. No soda or bottled water.
Or bottled water.
That's weird. I don't remember drinking bottled water.
No, that's really weird, I think, for a cruise. Because, I mean, if there's buffets...
Okay, I'm starting to think they don't have the whole cruise ship. And there was some weird stipulation.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. So they're leaving Tampa Bay.
If you go to a buffet... They have, like, everything there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you could, unless, I mean, it says food is included. Or what, it's snacks and, did it say meals?
They have to have food, yeah. You cannot starve people for 4 days.
You're not going to starve people, you just tell them that you got to buy dinner.
No. They're feeding people. It says meals.
So it's on your birthday.
It's during my birthday, yeah.
Okay, so it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what day does it depart? How about that?
19th.
Okay.
What are you looking up? Are we investigating this?
Well, I want to see if there's another...
What's included in my cruise? Your experience includes a fortnight excursion from Tampa to Key West and Cozumel and back. Onboard meals.
Okay, there you go.
Most onboard connectivities. Themed parties, social mixture. Yeah.
I'm just seeing what cruise ships are departing.
It's Royal Caribbean.
Oh, it's Royal? Yeah. Oh, no, then you're sharing. You have to be sharing it with somebody.
Yeah. That's weird, though. Sorry, we're just, like, so focused on this damn soda shit.
It seems unreasonable. I mean, like, I don't know. It seems unreasonable to me, but it does. Because you're paying, I mean, you're already paying for all the food. Like, at that point, I would just, like, take a plate full of food from the buffet and throw it in the trash and look the concierge in the face and say, see, you could have just given free sodas. But now I'm just throwing this away, which is worth more than
soda. Yeah, I don't
know
how they control that. Because, and this is my memories from being a 13-year-old. So, like, there are the sit-down meals that you can do, which you have, like, when you get your, like, hotel card or your room card, it has your meal time printed. And, when you reserve your reservation, you pick a meal time, and it runs from, like, 5 to, like, 9 p.m. or something. So you see, it's, like, fancy meals. Or there's, like, cheaper, even though you're not paying, restaurants that are, like, higher up. And then there's, like, buffets. And, like, in the buffets, they just have whatever. And there's, like, ice cream. Like, I remember just eating, like, a shit ton of ice cream all the time and, like, cookies and crap. But, like, there was no one, like, monitoring it. Like, you just literally, like, waddle in and eat whatever you want. It's not like you have to, like, scan your... Or at the time, you didn't have to scan your room key.
Should we go on a cruise now?
No, because remember that one time where that one cruise got, like, stranded, and then, like, there was just ended up being poo everywhere because the toilets didn't work anymore, and there's people just on a cruise ship for, like, a week.
Yep.
Stuck.
Yeah,
that's a nightmare. Why didn't they use lifeboats? Were they too far?
I don't remember. I remember the story. the boat lost power, right?
Yeah. So you can't lower the lifeboats then? No, there's got to be some sort of mechanical.
No, the lifeboats probably. They were probably too far.
Because when you go to, like, certain ports, you can't pull up all the way. So, like, you have to get on a lifeboat and, like,
Is it a lifeboat or is it, like, a special boat that they use?
It looked like a lifeboat. The lifeboats now are really fancy.
They're still not great. I could go into the engineering behind this.
They're not rowboats.
Right, but they're little powered boats.
Yeah, they're powered boats. Crap, guys. I lost it. Oh!
What'd you lose?
Oh, no.
The things you had to talk about?
Observations. It's almost Christmas time, so that means people are either in a really good mood or really bad mood. When I was mailing the postcards to everybody
should we do, like, a magical thing this week? Holly's observations. I'll add that in the video.
No! Guys, last week Kevin actually did the star thing. For those who just listened to the podcast, Kevin said he was going to put some stars on the video, and I said he wasn't, and he actually did it. He got mad doing it. There was a lot of yelling, which is what I wanted to avoid, but it happened anyways.
It wasn't because of anything. It was just because I couldn't figure out how to draw a goddamn star in Photoshop.
because the pre-made star is not there anymore for anyone who has the 2017 Photoshop. But anyways, I'm editing this podcast like right after we're done too, so you'd have to do it like right now. Anyways, Holly's observation. So when I was mailing the bajillion postcards. You can't, so postcard stamps are like 10 cents cheaper than regular mail stamps. So you can't,
13.
Okay. So you can't buy them from like the kiosk that USPS has. So you have to buy them from a human being. So, I was in line. What?
I had to interact with a human. I don't know. Sorry.
Well, this is kind of the point of my story,
I know.
So I'm in line. There's not a line. There's one person in front of me, and then there's two people working, and they're both busy. And the one guy was, like, so angry. And, you know, USPS people can be hit or miss. But the people at the counter. Usually, like, the mail carriers are pretty nice. But, like, the people at the counter, like, don't. There's no BSing around. Like, they are there to get shit done. And this guy was doing that, but in such a horrible mood. And he was just like yelling at the guy. He was like mad because a lady came in because she had mail delivered to her PO box. Like, she just came in, she's like, oh, this was delivered to the wrong PO box. And he was like pissed that she like returned the letter that wasn't hers, and going on. And I'm just going, dear God, I cannot have this guy help me because I'm scared. Like, he was just so angry. And I was like, he's gonna yell at me for buying postcard stamps. But the one thing I noticed that was a juxtaposition was he was wearing a Santa hat. And so when I came home, I kind of talked about it, and I was like, I feel like the grouchiest people that are working in customer service are the ones that, like, during some sort of holiday, they're the ones that are like completely dressed up. Like, they'll be wearing the Santa hats. They'll be wearing the Easter bunny ears. They'll be wearing a weird, like, gooby, like, silly Love Halloween costume. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know what it is. I just imagining this guy at home being really grouchy and then just, like, looking at himself in the mirror and putting on a Santa hat and being like, nah.
Or his manager was like, Steve, I need you to be more cheerful to the customers. We've gotten a few complaints. I bought you this holiday festive
hat. I don't think
hat.
You can make someone, especially a government employee, wear something.
I'm slowly pushing a hat across the table right now. For those that only listen to audio.
An invisible hat. So the juxtaposition is always funny. Because he was crazy. And then he just had a fucking Santa hat on. And I was like, this is
the opposite of weird. What it is. But that's the holiday season for you, isn't it? Welcome to capitalist America or capitalist holidays.
But it was weird because, like, that post office, which is usually busy during the holidays, was very empty. It was me and, like, two other people in there. So it wasn't like there was a line and people were being...
But, well, what time did you go at? You went in, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a
Wednesday. Went during work time.
Yeah. So it's not busy
I went
for
at, like, noon.
Because...
So
businesses just have Susan bring in the.
I'm just saying it wasn't like there was a lot of people that were, you know, it wasn't like there was a line like wrapping around. It was just like two people up in there, right. And he was very upset. It was just funny.
Holidays.
I don't know.
Observations. Anyway, okay. I forgot to mention this. Orlando photo shoots. We still have a couple of slots.
We have 3 spots left. Get on it.
Half of our photo shoots are booked already. Mm-hmm. We will be in Orlando from January 12th through the...
January 12th, 13th, and 14th.
14th through the 14th.
We have 2 evenings and 1 morning available.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go check the website. Mm-hmm. EliteCosplay.com/Orlando.
I did a good job, huh? Were we kind of harmonized when we said Orlando?
I think so. I felt it. I felt it. It came out of my mouth, and I was like, is this coming out of... This sound does not normally come out of my mouth. Sorry.
Okay. I have a new obsession that I just found, like, 2 hours ago.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
It's so Japan-related,
addicting.
Huh?
It's called Toreba. Which is probably...
How do you spell it?
T-O-R-E-B-A.
We're not sponsored by them or anything, but
no.
Holly discovered this.
Not sponsored
and
by anybody.
Now obsessed with
Toreba,
this.
Probably, or something like that. Yeah. It's... Okay, so Japanese crane games, like crane toy games, are a little bit different than the ones in the United States, which are just like really basic. Like
the claw
The claw machines. Sorry, crane. What? Yeah. You know, like, instead of the up down, there's like interesting maneuvers that you kind of have to like
they get in and out of. And
they
stuff.
Add traps and stuff.
Yeah.
But their prizes are infinitely better than the ones that I've seen in the United States. There are some in the U.S. that have like DSs and crap in them, which are pretty crazy. But yeah, those
Sega
are
Sega key machines, those which are made by the Japanese.
Oh.
You know,
those are few and far between. Typically, it's like the cheap stuffed animals,
right? The $1 sugar loaf. Why do I know this? Get out of my head, branding.
$1 sugar loaf.
That's the brand that makes the plushies. I really shouldn't know that, but for some reason, I do right now.
I didn't even know they had a sugar loaf.
People collect them. Yeah,
kind of really like that weird. Name though, sugar loaf.
Anyway.
Oh, people collect them.
Yeah, they do. That's why. Yeah.
Anyways. The Toreba has stuff like Star Wars. They got Pokemon. They have stuff from anime. They have Rilakkuma, Hello Kitty. They
have some adorable random whale drawings.
They have some Disney stuff. They have a tower tornado light. They have umbrellas. And this is not like crap. This is like pretty good stuff.
They have a Ted.
Oh, they have a Ted 2 plushie. They have a Kirby.
Yeah.
Danbo. So
it's all the adorable stuff that you associate with Japan on a daily basis.
It's kind of the stuff you see at, like, the generic con booth.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, the random stuff that are just, like, that's just, like, straight from Japan, and you're like, what is this?
But anyway, this sounds really weird that I would explain this. But anyway.
Have to pre-explain. Anyways.
Yeah.
So those machines exist in Japan. So now, if you download this app, you can click on whatever prize you want. It's a list of prizes with photos. So if I wanted, say, the Charmander that's up for sale, or not for sale, well, technically, that's up for grabs, you can pay for, what do you call them, like tokens?
Yeah, tokens, put it.
And you can play the game. You control the actual machine in Japan. There's two cameras set up. There's one forward facing and there's one side facing. So the first three are free. So you have three tries to do for free. So you can play with it for a second if you want. Mm-hmm. You can also watch people play if you don't want to pay, which a lot of people do.
It's a streaming video. So you can just watch.
It's streaming. So it's live. Yeah. And it basically, they'll have the prize set up in their finagled way. Cause usually you have to try to get it between like these two holes. it just went to maintenance.
Anyway.
And you can control it and technically get this prize, and they will send it to you from Japan.
Right.
That's so cool to me. It's like blowing my mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not cheap either. It's like $1. It's about $1 to $1.
It's about $1 for a token.
Yeah.
Dollar for 1,000 tokens, and each machine play is like 1,500 a play.
1,000 to 2,000 tokens, yes. 1,500 does fall into that range that I said. That's not meant to be sounding condescending. I'm just saying, sometimes you should listen to me, Holly.
I know.
Anyway, yeah, so you have the chance to win.
They're hard.
Yeah, they're not easy to win at, but you can also queue up after people. So people are given, you know, you can play it or you can watch someone play it and they can give up playing.
Yeah, sometimes you can have an advantage if someone kind of, there's different types of of games that you can play. So there's like a ping pong version, or there's like ones where you have to like slide it down a hill kind of thing. Sometimes someone will kind of set it up for you.
And then
they give up and then it's your turn and you're like,
I just spent $40 and like I couldn't win it, so I give up.
We watched someone on YouTube play it, and she tried to get a Rilakkuma trash can for a long time, and so she had to quit because she ran out of money.
She spent $30 on it,
and and then the person after her got it in one try because she pretty much like set it up for them, because she played it for so long that like it wasn't that hard for them to get it. And she was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But even if you just don't want to play and you want to watch, it's fun to watch people try too. Like I was watching someone try to get a tote bag earlier and it was like really frustrating. And I think they spent a lot of money on it because it was the same person still, because all the people were still in line. There's like a queue that you can get into if you want to play. Some of them you can get in right away. Some of them you have to wait in line.
Just like real life.
And I don't know, it's interesting that it's a good idea.
It is.
Think
well, you know what's really weird is earlier in the summer, I was like really into carnival games and arcade stuff. And you're like, why are you watching those people on YouTube play it? Or watch play those games?
Well, at first I was, the first time you watched it. There's okay. this guy, do you know his name?
It's like Matt37 something or another. I don't remember.
He just goes to like arcades and plays arcade games, and he's kind of good at it, actually. Yeah, like really he gets a lot of tokens and crap.
Tickets, yeah.
And so the first time Kevin watched it, I was like, why are you just watching this guy? Like, because I've never seen you watch it before. So I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then I started getting into it because you would watch it. Right. So I would watch him because there's like this one fire one, and I was like, hey.
Yeah.
And we don't really have arcades. Those games
yeah.
in Seattle. We have similar ones, but not there's like two.
Yeah. We have to go out to the outskirts to get in. Yeah.
So it's kind of, we live vicariously through these
Oops.
People.
Just hit my glasses against the microphone. I'm sorry.
Anyways, Toreba. It download it just to watch it, or yeah, just
it's fun
to see.
It's fun
really
to watch.
It's really fun to watch, and yeah. you don't have to pay. You know,
you get your
bucks.
First three tries. So
yeah, and you get the first three tries. So
find a game that's almost ready to win and see if you can win it. Wait,
you never know when it's ready to win, though.
You have to set up a profile, like put in your address and junk before, or do you win it and then you set up a profile?
Either, I think.
Hmm.
It takes like 10 days for them to start shipping it. It probably takes a long time for your prize to get here, but I don't know. It's a really good idea. Whoever thought of that is controlling a claw machine from across the world. That's pretty cool. Mailing your Japanese prize. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, that's what I got for you
this week.
That's what I got.
Elite Cosplay Random Japanese News, Cruise News, and Kevin's monotone voice.
Cruise Choose Reviews.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to the 78th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
Oh, and if you want to support us, go to elitecosplay.com/shop. Or book with us. Oh, no, hang on, guys.
Uh-oh, sorry. See, they've already paused, and you're going to have to cut this part of the video out and then put it into the
Maybe they didn't.
Oh.
We kind of announced our 2017 schedule. As with all schedules that we post, they are subject to changing.
Yes.
But because we can only guesstimate as much as possible. But it is... this so far for 2017. January is Orlando, Florida, obviously. March is Phoenix, Arizona. April is Chicago. May is Houston and Dallas. June is Boston. August is San Francisco. September is Toronto and New York City. And October is Los Angeles.
Now, when you say two cities, like Toronto and New York,
because they're so close to each other, it's like, why not just do both?
You mean...
instead of going back and forth.
Well, wait, are you saying we're going to go to both? See, never mind. We'll
both
talk about
at the
this later.
Same time.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Like how we did Montreal and New York. Except, Yeah.
Two separate...
You don't come back to Seattle.
I was wondering if we'd stay in one location, like in Toronto New York, and then pull in people from the other city.
No. That's kind of far. That's a little far. Oh.
Anyway, well, Matt
punched my face. What was I going to say? I was going to describe. Oh, as always, I got a couple questions about this. As always, Seattle year round. You do not need. We never put Seattle on a schedule because it is always there. We live here. So if you live in Seattle and you want to book with us, you can. Or in Washington State, pretty much.
Yeah.
Portland as well. It's fine.
We can travel around. Or Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, that thing up there.
We do live near Canada. Yeah.
Anyways, okay, now we can say bye.
All right.
Thanks for watching the 78th episode of the Cosplay Podcast. Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.